You're listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. For more information and to support the show, head to wespeakcommon.com.
Welcome to the 17th episode of Tavern Talk on the We Speak Common network. This show is made possible by our wonderful Patreon supporters and incredible partners at the Dice Dungeon, where you can get 10% off your entire order with the code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout, as well as our partners at Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, where you can find amazing box texts as well as descriptions, and with the code COMMON at checkout, you can save 10% off each month on your subscription for the first 2 years. Now, settle in by the fire, because this is Tavern Talk. I think that might be the best intro I've ever done, James. hi, James.
Hello. I'm here again.
You're here. Chris is actually going to do an episode with me soon, so that was a point. So.
Yeah, we have to get rid of me.
We'll get rid of you again.
Put me back in my cave.
Yeah, exactly. Today, we're talking about... On caves, maybe. We're talking about... cursed characters and how to play them.
Do we really need to talk about cursed characters in D&D? I play a cursed character every day of my life.
Yeah, the funny thing is I did a little bit of pre... I mean, I don't do a lot of research for Tavern Talk episodes, I'm not going to lie. But I did a pre-Google search on cursed characters, just of a browse. And then I found a whole other thing for the meaning, which is like... a cursed character in the sense of that's horrendous to play. Why would you play that? you're playing a floating boot.
Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like a cursed character. Like that's cursed kind of sense.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, there's cursed. I know there's cursed.
Exactly, right? So we're talking about cursed today, not cursed.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
That's not clear. It's cursed.
So you play currently not cursed character.
He's still a little bit cursed.
I mean, he's cursed, but not... Oh, yeah, you do have one curse still. That's true.
My friend Braylar, who I'm sure everybody knows vast amounts about, he's my good time boy.
We're basically doing a Braylar series right now.
But... Yeah. That's how great he is. He had so many curses.
He had a lot of curses on the go.
He just walks in somewhere. Oh, this is a strange looking golden skull. I'm going to touch it.
So and then I've got cursed. Is it three curses you had before we got...
It was three curses. One of those is still kind of lingering on a bit, but it is breaking.
Yes.
So the three curses that Braylar had is, first of all, he is living only by the privilege of hag magic.
Definitely.
Then there is the magic sword he has, which has the soul of a gem dragon trapped in it. Mm. And that was... The soul melding didn't go very well. The soul's, you know, not quite like a jigsaw puzzle. Things got a bit smushed. And so that was causing some of the old dragon sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final curse, and probably my favourite curse, much to everybody else's dismay, was
not
Yakka.
My favourite curse. My least favourite curse.
The floating golden Australian skull, who did nothing but make amazingly dreadful jokes and give me disadvantage on all my ability checks.
Mm-hmm. The party's least favourite curse, I would say.
Yeah, but my favourite, I loved him.
Your favourite.
The plan is to rescue my friend Yakka.
You want to rescue Yakka.
Yeah.
The party does not want to rescue Yakka, I would say.
It's fine. I'm going to get someone else to pick up that curse, and then they can be the jester up in for Hall. It'll all be good.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. So, I mean, I was going to say, a lot of people probably don't like curses, but I feel like Braylar's quite enjoyed his curses.
He has, and I think Braylar hasn't necessarily enjoyed his curses. Like, mm-hmm. he doesn't like the fact that he's this weird undead being. He didn't mm-hmm. like the dragon sickness. Mm-hmm. But I, as a player, have really enjoyed them just for the role play moments and and kind of the things that's brought up.
Like the tension between Braylar and Wolfgang over the dragon sickness has been very interesting to play out.
So just for people who don't know, the way the dragon sickness worked is because it was working off a gem dragon. Braylar really fucking was like so obsessed with gems, like
fucking loves gems.
Obsessed with them, and like fucking he loved them anyway. That's you know, he does gem carving and runic stuff.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where he didn't even want to do that to them because it'd be damaging them.
Yeah. I was going to say that prevented you from doing all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Which you'd think I'd hate because his crafting is kind of him as well. But because it was mostly playing up in the tomb, it just brought that interesting dynamic in of like when it came to traps absolutely. And things, if there's a gem there, that's going to trigger a trap. Yeah. Braylar's probably going to trigger it. Like, but the important thing is it was never completely at the detriment of everyone else. I feel
no,
like.
Absolutely. No, I would agree with that. I think you've played it very well. Because you've managed to work out ways where he would give in to certain things. For example, the what's it called now? It's been that long since we played that the gem that that Ossley has that you gave to
him. Yeah. The nave of the moon.
Nave of the moon, yeah.
And you know, Braylar was the entire reason we had that because he got the key, he found the keyhole, opened it up, and then he's like, well, this is mine. This is my gem now. No one having it.
Which is really funny because Balin's like, I kind of need that at some point.
Yeah. and the thing is as well, that item was a really powerful item. It was like a +3 to spell save DC and it refreshed spell slots and all that stuff.
It's really, really good.
And so like me as James, as a party, we're like, we need Ossley.
We please, Braylar.
And then Braylar's like, I need to have this.
You have like 3 spell slots. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, Braylar was like, no, I can use this. I have a spell save DC. He does, he's a ranger. Yeah. I can use this. It'll be fine, guys.
Everything's fine.
But what we then essentially entered was like, and I thought this was really cool at the time. It was like a negotiation where it was everyone else in combination with me in a way.
Yeah.
Kind of negotiating with Braylar to get him to hand over the gem to Ossley.
Temporarily.
It was a loan.
It was a loan.
Strictly a loan. And you know, I think it was done in like exchange for another gem or promised him something or other. I'd have to check the notes because
there was a lot of negotiation involved, but it was at least probably like 30 minutes of conversation about this.
But like at no point did it feel like, at least to me, that it was getting egregious because it was very much of it was a fun roleplay moment and we all knew the outcome was going to be Braylar giving the gem away. It just needed to make sense in the game.
Yeah. It had to have like valid reasons for that to happen.
Yeah, and you know, this is the thing with like a lot of curses and things. You know, just because your character's cursed doesn't immediately make them a brain dead idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you get a curse that says, you know, you throw caution to the wind, you know, that doesn't mean you have to go chucking everything open and just kind of running from everything.
Exactly.
You can do it in smaller, more minor ways as well.
Yeah.
Which is another curse Braylar had, kind of. One of the gods made him.
Oh, the gods, yeah.
Yeah, the Tomb of the Nine Gods, those weird tricks the gods gave him, this character flaw where he doesn't follow a plan.
Yes.
And then literally everyone else is like, shit, this means we're going to want to do one thing. Braylar's just going to do something different.
This is one that Cassius had. Everyone hated Cassius because of that.
But you know, Braylar did it differently. Everyone was like, let's go down this hallway and not disturb the water. So Braylar goes, all right, sure, fine. Everyone else walks off down the corridor. He just pops open the door, chucks a rock in the water just to see what happens. Nothing happens, carries on. But it's like, you know, you can do little things like that which are in the spirit of the curse, but don't necessarily screw everyone over because you still want everyone else to be having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the only experience I've ever had with curses And mechanically, I'm not sure if it is a curse. I can't remember if it's a disease or a curse. Is lycanthropy?
It can be either, I believe.
Either or. So I played a Were-Raven in a Ravenloft game, which was amazing. Really loved that. And we used the I think it's called Second Skin Dark Gift from...
that'll be because of Strahd, that.
Yeah. Yes, so I think it's Van Richten's.
Oh, actually, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking because I get the dark gifts in.
Oh, yeah. If you get those ones as well. Yeah. So I think it's that. So which is you have Alter Self and it triggers on a certain thing.
Yeah.
And I chose three things, and we mean bent the same thing for Dalen.
Yeah.
I think I chose Silver, the ringing of a church bell, and what was the other one? There was another one. I can't remember, but it's like, I love those triggers. Like, this stuff is so fun.
They're like really thematic.
Yeah. And there was a conversation I had in this village, which was like super creepy. And it was like very, very like Uncanny Valley. Like, they were all basically, all the people in the village were like actors.
Yeah.
And they were like playing a play, and it was fucking weird. But like, he went into a room and there was this like Silver, and the other players didn't know he was a Were-Raven. And then I was like describing him like entering this room, and then suddenly like starts like getting feathers sprouting from his skin, like just slightly, and building further into it. And then he moves out, and then they go, and stuff like that is just so fun to play. I absolutely loved it. And then of course Dalen is a werewolf, which I think people were kind of guessing it a little bit towards the end. Until
Things were cropping up, which kind of suggested it. And we were like,
yeah.
It was like, I think at one point, I remember thinking, it was like, he's some kind of like lycanthrope, right? Yeah. You know, is he a wolf? Is he a bear? You know, who knows? And then I think we did eventually find out wolf somehow.
Yes, I think I got really low health, and I was like, yeah, he's going to fucking transform. Yeah. because I was keeping a secret, because I think Dalen was smart enough to realize that Wolfgang probably wasn't a big fan of lycanthropes. But the fun thing about Dalen is he sees, because he's a cleric of Solune, he sees his... it's that long since we played. He sees his curse as a gift. Kislune, which is super fun. I love that aspect of him. He's a very, very fun character to play in that sense.
I feel like that can be quite key with curses. Like, especially if you're, you know, if you're the DM,
yeah,
a curse shouldn't always necessarily be all downside.
Yeah, like, shouldn't be all negative.
You know, there should be in some way, shape, or form a little bit of upside to it. So, like, we've been a lycanthrope. It's great you get those extra strengths and things, but.
Yeah.
You might just randomly roid out in the middle of a marketplace.
You may kill a few people. It's fine.
It happens. You know, we've all been there. We've all done that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, like with Braylar's gem sickness, obviously it doesn't sound like there's upside to that, but the upside is he has a cool fucking scimitar. Yeah. And, you know, that's working down a plot thing, which will probably, fingers crossed, lead to more benefits.
And I think that's the thing as well, that I don't know, I might be wrong, but I'm assuming when you made Braylar as a character, you probably were never going to go down the path of like a Drake Ranger, right? Like, that was never going to crop up.
That wasn't the original plan. And then it got to the point where it's like, yeah, actually I would like to multi-class into Ranger.
Right.
It fits. And, you know, I'd kind of had like a build, and I was like, this is cool. I love this build. And then it was like, shit, what subclass do I take?
We spoke about this the other day. Yeah. You were almost going with the Swarm Ranger, and you were going to have the friends.
Because I was literally looking. I was like, well, Braylar's thing seems to be like stacking as many damage dice on one attack as he can. in the hope that, you know, he crits and he doubles them all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at Colossus and the Hunter, and I like looked at the Drake Ward, and I'm like, that's really cool, but like, doesn't make no sense. And then he got the curse. It's like, now it makes sense.
Now it makes a lot of sense. So you have Shadir now.
Yeah, he's my boy. He's, you know, I do call him literally my boy Shadir every time I refer to him. I think, like, you sent the picture of the mini of Shadir, who looks gorgeous, by the way. He needs to definitely put this in the Discord if he's not.
I will post him in the Discord. I think my face first.
My reply was literally like, my boy Shadir looking good.
Yeah.
And Braylar in Universe refers to him like that because he knows it pisses Shadir off a little bit.
Yeah, if Shadir is like an angry, like, sentient dog, is the...
He's not happy I killed him. Yeah. Not happy I
He's
killed
not
him.
He's not pleased. He's not happy you killed him and his soul ended up in a sword. Now you carry that sword around.
He shouldn't have been a dick. He should not have been a dick to my dwarf friends.
Completely fair. So, I mean, like, let's go through some examples of curses that you can think of, as well as me. Obviously, we've got lycanthropy. We've been through that. We've got, you were saying, your dragon sickness, which is a super fun one.
Yeah.
Is that, like, an official thing that's in Fizzbans, or is it that something you and Ben came up with?
That was something Ben came... I didn't come up with that. Ben came up with it.
Nice.
Ben knows the kind of things I like, and he pulled out dragon sickness, and I'm like, I'd get behind that.
That's very fun. I'm surprised that's not something in Fizzbans, because that is a very Fizzbans-esque thing.
Yeah. I mean, there might be something like that in there. Because I think, to be fair, it does mention in Fizzbans, if I recall correctly, with some of the items, or even just from killing a powerful dragon.
Yeah.
You know, it does profoundly change a character because of the magical energy of things, and so
fucking fun. You know, dragons are such that. I mean, Fizzbans is probably one of the best books that was released definitely. In a long time. It's a great book.
And like, I sort of like curse wise, you know, you're looking at things like dragon sickness. It could be a physical transformation, which, you know, you that's might get you cool. for a benefit. Like, you might get scaly skin plus one AC or something. But on the downside, charisma checks ain't going to go so well for you because people are like, what the hell is wrong with you? But I do, on the other hand, I do feel like that's a bit too common of a curse, I feel like. But like, there's a lot of stuff, you know, at least in Dungeons & Dragons, where the downside is, you get disadvantage on persuasion checks, but you get advantage on intimidation checks.
Intimidation,
Which is seems like really
I'm
common.
Trying to think of something else that has that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm trying to think what it is. I think it might be one of the... Is it one of the wild magic things that does that?
Probably.
There's but a load of... Wild magic one.
Basically,
there is
anything,
a weird one.
Anything that like changes your character's appearance to make them look a little bit odd or like grizzled. It's like, you can't persuade anyone anymore, but you can scare them.
Yeah. I've got an interesting question for you. Do you think, I mean, I know my opinions on this, is do you think you could do a warlock pact in the form of a curse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, being bound to something and forced to carry out what it wants is a curse.
I think in Baldur's Gate they showed a good way of doing that with Will. I think because I've never I never experienced the other side of, well, they've not carried that out.
If he willingly enters that curse in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, think about it, most warlock packs really are curses because that creature then has a claim on your soul.
Yeah, and then usually you enter that under, like, a interesting circumstance. So, like, either out of desperation or greed or something like that. That's, you can really lean into those aspects, I think.
Yeah. That's interesting, that. Warlock's curses.
I need to play a warlock that's, like, severely cursed now.
he's just a walking curse.
He's just a giant curse.
Like, he's just, like, there, like, you know, casting a spell and, like, his finger falls off. He goes, don't worry about it. It'll grow back.
I mean, that's definitely a the undead warlock, right?
Yeah.
That's just falling apart. great. That's me falling apart. Can someone sew my arm back on, please?
I feel like, you know, it is, you know... I didn't know what we were talking about until about like 10 minutes ago.
No, I literally just went, by the way, James, we're talking about this.
I was like, cool, great. So, you know, I can't really think like straight up off of for like a huge amount of curses off the top
that's
of my head.
Fine.
But look to traditional stories. They usually have quite a few good curses in them.
Oh, great stuff, yeah.
And as well, make sure just that the curse's a drawback, maybe a little bit of a benefit to it in some way. Uh-huh. The benefit can even be reasonably situational.
Yeah.
Not situational to the point where it never comes up, but there can be a point where the player goes, oh, I'm actually glad I'm cursed.
Oh, that's handy, yeah. You don't have, first of all, like, or you don't get, like, the fear effect, like, you're immune to fear or something like that. That
yeah. Just little things to make, because, you know, it sucks having no one likes a debuff.
No.
But if you can justify that debuff,
like, level it out a little bit.
It feels good.
Yeah.
And I think kind of on that as well, it comes with the idea of curing curses.
Yes, the ability to cure that. I mean, the thing, you can make it like, so that it's as simple as remove curse, right, sometimes.
Nah. But
you don't want that. You want some sort of complex, interesting way of doing this. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, we as a party, were cursed every night. I think, I can't remember what happened, but I got cursed at one point by the little snake man underground as Cassius. He had that really gross hand thing where he was cursed.
Yeah.
And then what was a party cursed with? We were all cursed at one point with something where we kept passing it around. What was it?
Oh, it wasn't everyone. Wasn't that like Wolfgang's dodgy arm?
Wolfgang got it. Cassius got it. And then I feel like someone else got it as well. I can't remember. But we were all casting remove curse at one point.
Yeah, and you were like passing it around. But I feel like that was really difficult. But the only reason remove curse worked is because other steps have been taken to make it work.
Right.
Yeah. Because there's nothing more than a hate than going, yeah, I'm putting this cursed item in this dungeon, and the players, you know, pick it up and they go, ah, oh, wizard knows remove curse.
Because that's boring.
Yeah, it is. It is actually boring. Like remove curse does have like a time and a place, but you know, it's very much for you. Common garden variety curse, I imagine.
But just like a random effect. You know, like if someone bestows curse, then you can cast
bestowed curse.
Yeah.
You know, someone wakes up with like a massive wart on the end of the nose in the morning because the nearby witch didn't like what they did one day and you go, all right, exactly. Your curse is gone.
Yeah, it's for basic stuff, like you said, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But with like item curses, like make sure your cursed items are cool as well. Not just, you can't unattune to this. And it's horrible.
The classic.
You can't unattune to it, but it's also cool in some ways. Mm. And there is those downsides to it.
That's why I like the symbiotic thing, because that is like pretty much...
It is literally that. Yeah.
But they're always fucking insanely cool.
But if it's a curse, it should be slightly more parasitic than symbiotic. Yeah. And as well... And Ben was really good at this with Braylar, mm-hmm. in that I was able to quite openly discuss with Ben like what I could do with Braylar's curse in terms of the dragon sickness anyway.
Oh, okay, nice.
Because obviously I wanted to know where I could go with it, how I could fix it. And there was a couple of different options. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could either have fully leaned into it and gone almost like not quite dark side, but really gone into the
sickness. Could have really gone extreme with it, absolutely. Yeah.
And
I think that's the thing with any curse. I think discussing with DM is a fucking key thing on any curse. And number two is knowing the party and whether they'll take it well. If you go like lean into it hard.
Yeah. And then the other option was to like fight against the curse. And in a way, Braylar still got to do that because of what Shadir himself wants. But Ben was like, well, this could be the outcome and this could be the outcome. I'm not going to tell you exactly how that happens, but you'll know it when you see it, or
you and Shadir have this weird plan as well that the party doesn't know about. You have this, like, you're going to raise him as a Draco Lich, is what I've gathered.
No, well, that's what Shadir wants. Braylar doesn't. If Braylar had lent into the... If Braylar had lent into the curse, he would have just gone for that. Like, he would have been like, that's not a problem. But Braylar is like, Braylar knows Draco Lich bad.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
You know, he knows the stories. It's just Braylar needs to persuade Shadir that Draco Lich bad. It's not worth it just to get a body.
That's completely fair.
You know, in a way, Shadir is cursed because he's stuck in a sword with Braylar.
Like, it's a dual curse. Yeah, that's a symbiotic relationship you two have.
Yeah. But you know, make sure your curses have some kind of cure or way of breaking them. Make it interesting, you know, not just a case of, you know, you visit a dude and you cast a spell.
Yeah.
You know, make there some kind of challenge to overcome. So like Emro's sword.
Emro's sword.
You know, the cursed child in it.
Emro's sword concerns me to no end every time I hear about it. Like,
you know, I will tell you, because I, you know, I don't know how often Wes listens to these. He is at the point where he can break the curse. It's basically already broken. It's just waiting for a particular circumstance for the event to happen. But the only reason that event can happen is because of the work he's put in with talking to the spirit and befriending them and kind of getting them on side.
Yeah. God, I always, you know, what I think about a lot is the difference between the parties we have. It's drastically different parties. It's very, very funny.
The evil lich, murderous giant, and the
ex-torturer drow.
Yeah, ex-torturer drow. And then on the other side of the coin, you've got the holy paladin, the good aligned ranger, Ossoli, who's good.
Yeah, and Daylan, who is pretty good. Very, very funny. Very holy party, pretty much, actually, because
they are actually.
Ossoli is quite religious as well.
They are literally polar opposites.
Yeah, it's really, really funny.
We should make them fight.
Oh my god, I do not want to say that. Daylan would get massacred against that group. I'd be like, fuck. I'm going to say ring the bell, James. You can ring that bell.
Ding.
Ding, Ben. You put that sound effect in. Let's wrap this up because we've been talking and that's gone very quickly.
That has gone quickly, yeah.
So let's wrap this up. Curses. Let's talk curses again. So curses should be balanced and for your players, and speak to a DM about this if it's not balanced, because they probably should balance it for you. Need to have negative and positive effects. There should be fun ways to break that curse, not just remove curse. And you can do fun things with it, such as
use it to enhance your role play.
There we go. You know, brain engage.
You know, that is a big one. Use it to enhance your role play.
It's that is the key thing.
Fundamentally, at the end of the day, yes, it has mechanical effects, but a curse is fundamentally a tool for storytelling and role play.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what story you look at, if a curse is mentioned, it's all about either breaking it or dealing with it. And that is a story. It's a good story. It's a story as old as time. Use it to tell a story.
Well said, James. Well said. Hats off to you. Thank you for using your brain, because mine is falling apart. Well, that was a great episode. Thank you for all listening. Thank you for being here, James.
Thank you for having me once again in this lovely tavern of yours.
In the lovely tavern. Get yourself a drink on the house and enjoy. I will catch you in a bit, my friend.
Yeah, see you, man.
Thanks again for joining us here on Tavern Talk. This show wouldn't be possible without our generous Patreon members, as well as our friends over at the Dice Dungeon, where you can pick up all your premium D&D and Dice Goblin essentials without paying a premium price. Plus, you can use code WESPEAKCOMMON at checkout and save 10% off your order. And the creative minds behind Describe, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, who provide game-ready box text, as you see in your favorite pre-written modules, to help you tell your next epic story, offering DM and player scenes to choose from, with more than 600 free scenes and over 10,000 scenes available with a subscription. You can try Describe tonight. And once you decide to subscribe to Describe, you can use code COMMON at checkout for 10% off every month for your first 2 years. Until next time, we'll keep the fire going for you.
Thanks for listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your platform of choice and share us with a friend or D&D group near you. If you'd like to directly support the network and the production of new shows like the one you heard today, head to the description of this episode or our social media pages for a link to our Patreon page. You can connect with the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at We Speak Common.